The Torah describes Yom Kippur in three places as Achat Bashana, Shmot Perek Lamed twice, and Vayikra Perek Tet Zayin, a singular event during the year. The Medrash expresses this idea on the Pasuk in the beginning of Bereshit, Vayere Vayivoker Yom Echad. It doesn't say Yom Rishon, it says Yom Echad, the singular day. The Medrash says Ze Yom HaKippurim. It's referring to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is singular, so unique. In fact, that's why the Masechet that deals with Yom Kippur is called Yoma, the day. There's nothing more to say. Anything you add takes away from its uniqueness. In fact, within Masechet Yoma, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us that Yom Kippur is so special that the Satan lacks the ability to challenge the Jewish people, to undermine the Jewish people. Why is Yom Kippur so special? If you look inside the Torah, you see the Torah writes two things about Yom Kippur. The first is Kapara, which is why it's called Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the day when we achieve Kapara. But this is not unique to Yom Kippur. There are other days where we bring Korbanos and achieve Kapara. What's unique about Yom Kippur is what the Kapara aims to accomplish. Vayikra Perek Tet Zayin, Pasuk Lamed. The Pasuk we read to describe Yom Kippur throughout the day. Ki biyom hazeh yechaper alechem, letayer etchem mikol chatotichem b'taru. The Kapara on Yom Kippur is a means through which to get to Tara, which is the ultimate goal. Yom Kippur is not just about forgiveness and having a sin removed. It's about purification. It's the great promise from God that He'll help us if we enter Yom Kippur and observe it properly at becoming pure, better people. Or as Rabbi Akiva summarizes in the last Mishnah of Yoma, after the Masechet describes at length the Avodas Yom Kippurim, which should ideally be done to achieve the goals of Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva says, even without the Avodah B'zman Hazeh, Ashreichem Yisrael, lefnei mi atem mitarin, mi mitar etchem, avichem shebashamayim, etc. The Jewish people are purified on Yom Kippur by God. And that's why Yom Kippur has such strong, great significance to it. Because it's not just a day to be forgiven, it's a day to be purified. This is why the Rambam says in Hilchot Shuvah Perek Beis, Aloch Hazayim, that Yom Kippur is the Zman Shuvah Lakolhi, lafikach chayovim hakol laso tshuva v'lezvados b'yom HaKippurim. Tshuva on Yom Kippur is not an opportunity. It's more than that, it's a responsibility. Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Beis Ot Yudalad, Shar Yudalad Ot Yudzayin connects this to the fact that it's a day where we can achieve Tahara. The significance of this is in what we need to be aiming for in Yom Kippur. The goal is not just to confess our sins and try and distance ourselves from our sins. The goal is to try and get the sins out of us. Remove the effects of the sins. As Rav Nachman Breslov says, vidui is a way of trying to regurgitate, to exit the sins from ourselves. In a world full of so much tumah, we need to work on Yom Kippur to remind ourselves of what our goal of Tara should be, how we get there, wanting to get there, asking Hashem to help us get there, and Emir Hashem trying to live our lives on a higher, pure plane. Gemar Chatima Tova to everyone.